Van Casino and Resorts, a Grand Jeep Adventure giveaway. Earn entries all month long. Then on Sunday, April 24th, 5 guests will walk away with $1,000 in prairie cash. And one lucky guest will start their adventure in a new Jeep Grand Cherokee, courtesy of John Hopper Chrysler Jeep. Visit prairievan.com for details. Prairie Van Casino
and Resorts. KVOE, we are live and we are local. And it is time for Tech Talk, being brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
Financial literacy is knowing what finances are and how to spend, save, and manage money effectively. Sounds simple, but for most people, it's not. April is Financial Literacy Month, and ESFCU would like to remind you that no matter what your situation may be, we are here to help. Call or text us at 620-342-2336.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.
Welcome once again to Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President Dr. Karen Daugherty here on a Tuesday morning. Karen, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you this morning, Ron?
Doing good.
All right.
Thanks for taking some time to join us, as always, on Tech Talk. Always plenty going on at Flint Hills Technical College. Of course, gearing up for the big sold-out gala here in just a little over a week from Friday. That sounds exciting, Dr. Daugherty.
Yes, it is. The 20th annual gala presented by Simmons is sold out. We're very excited and finalizing the last few little details for that. So Mike Crouch and his staff have been doing a stellar job in round the clock getting some of the gifts, some of the door prizes, some of the live auction items, which will be go live, I believe, next week. So we'll start with those. And so we're looking forward to it. It's going to be an exciting evening. Yeah. So I was at the Taste on Saturday night and got a little idea of what a crowded room might look like. Part of that for a few years, right?
All right, yeah, good to get back to some normalcy here. And the big gala benefit to, of course, raise money for scholarships. Important event for Flint Hills Technical College coming up a week from Friday. Well, hey, speaking of doing what you do, we need to get, obviously, you know, getting kids on campus and getting them properly trained is what you're all about. So what about Enrollment Day coming up?
We have good news in the Enrollment Day. So we have an Enrollment Day coming up April 27th. We started at the beginning of April. We already have our morning welding program is full. We have some afternoon seats, but it is almost full in the afternoon. Our industrial engineering program, I have a few seats, but we're looking at really strong enrollments there as well. Health occupations is looking at some strong enrollments, pretty close to closing that one. It's pretty full in our automotive. So we're only in our third, fourth week of enrollment, and we've got some great news on our enrollments so far. So we're really looking forward to our upcoming ones. We have another one in April, so April 27th, and then we have a few dates in May, May 2nd, 19th, 25th, and then we have some through June and July. But in particular, we have these upcoming through the end of May.
Wow, that is impressive. And on top of that, too, you're looking at getting kids ready for enrollment, you know, at this side of things. And plus, you've got the plans that are now coming up for graduation, which, believe it or not, is just about a month out.
Right. It is. It certainly is. So we are, Brenda and her staff are doing a great job of finalizing that as well. So we have, it looks like we're going to have some new gowns for the students to be wearing. And so we're looking forward to the presentation of the graduates at our graduation on May 15th. So it's another exciting time for the college. So we have a lot of excitement going on. We have a couple of other things that we've been notified about, and we're very excited. I'd love to share with you all regarding some of our programming.
Please do.
Okay, well, first and foremost, I meant to mention this, and I apologize that I hadn't. Thanks to Emporia State Federal Credit Union, but in that regard, Angie Miller and I are headed over to Parsons on April 20th for a recognition lunch with the Department of Commerce that is to the stars, celebrating Kansas business. So we nominated them for their support of Tech Talk, and so they will be recognized as a Kansas business supporting local business and local efforts. So we're really excited to be able to celebrate with Emporia State Federal Credit Union for their role in supporting us.
Yeah.
And so they're going to be recognized. Yeah, that's pretty cool. So by the Department of Commerce. So I wanted to throw that out there. But a couple of other things. Shout out to the city of Emporia for supporting. We put in some requests for some funding for esports, which they have approved. So we are in the early stages of logistically navigating that. And then also one thing that was really important to us, what we've heard in the community and what we've heard with Emporia State and with Emporia Child Care Center, and really even as new folks move into the community, and existing challenges related to child care. And so we are looking to start a child care, an early child care, early childhood education program. And so the city is funding the support of a faculty member for us to help get that started and off the ground, and kind of the processes that we're going to need to go through to move that forward. So those are a couple of exciting opportunities that the college is going to be looking at for the next year or two. And then last night, the school board at Iola approved for the Regional Rural Technical Center in La Harpe, the automotive program to start there in the fall. So we will start offering our automotive program at the Rural Regional Technical Center in La Harpe. And it's going to be nice because it seems it is a college center. So we will be alongside Cloud Community College, who offers wind energy there, and alongside our neighbor, Neosho County Community College, who also offers construction, welding, and health occupations there. So we feel honored to be invited to start offering our automotive program among some of our community college sister institutions with Iola, the school district there at Iola.
Kind of walking back here from these different points here, Dr. Daugherty, how important is that for the on the automotive technology side to see that expansion now with essentially neighboring community colleges here across the southeastern part of Kansas, and maybe what does this trend lead towards maybe elsewhere across the state?
Sure. Partnerships, obviously, the ability to share resources, to be able to recognize each of our individual strengths and our opportunities that we've got to serve our region. I'm really proud of our automotive program and what they've been able to do, not just here in Emporia, but the expansion to Garnett was so successful that that is what Iola saw. They are sending students up to Garnett, so they wanted to do something similar with theirs. So I'm very proud of our program, and that essentially the results speak for themselves. So they've been able to show the value of really providing these resources to our neighboring districts, to our region, and the support that the district, and I would add that even Neosho and Cloud, to be able for them to say, you know, come on in here. So I really appreciate the nod of professionalism and the partnerships that, that we're going to be able to undertake all in under one roof. I think that's a very important recognition for not just community college and technical college education, but for the opportunities in Kansas, certainly.
And this is Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President Dr. Karen Daugherty. Back to the collaboration with the city of Emporia and a little funding help there. Let's talk about the early childhood program. What exactly will that entail, Dr. Daugherty?
Sure. So early childhood programs will entail those like the opportunity for daycare providers to get licensed and to provide some academic resources for them, as well as maybe certifications that allow for that opportunity, but as well as we will partner, what our goal is to partner with the Emporia Child Care Center and as well how we can work with Emporia State, but also providing through the program internship opportunities, providing clinical opportunities, and to in some ways serve or fill a gap that maybe we're seeing in our community to respond to some of the child care and child early childhood needs. And so really we just want to be part of that continuum of the services of the community and work with partners so that we can, that as we've heard and as we understand, it's child care and housing certainly that some of our challenges. And so the college certainly wants to be a good partner in trying to respond to some of those needs. Housing, I'm going to have to put that one on a little pause button for the moment, but we are still behind the scenes working on some ways to respond to that and to ensure that we're trying to support that. Our industrial engineering program does a lot of that. Our power plant, to some degree, also does some of that in some of their different areas. So those are some other areas that we are, now that we've got a few other initiatives, we need to focus on those, and then we will also help contribute to the response for housing opportunities then in our community as well.
Before we shift over to the e-sports side of things here, Dr. Doherty, just a couple of questions come up. One is, you know, what is the city's, I guess, support level here for the early child care process? And two, what type of avenues does this provide here for established community groups, whether it's child care, whether it's child-related agencies here across across Lyon County and neighboring counties that can partner with the college and help to bring this to fruition?
Sure. So from the city of Emporia, we are receiving, I believe it is $63,000, and that will help us fund a faculty member. So they're essentially, to start out, underwriting the support of a faculty role, and that person then would be one who would help us get the program started, maybe connect, do some of the paperwork with KBOR, to do a little bit more of the research, to start establishing those partnerships, to establish our clinicals. And so it would be, and again, this is kind of, it's still, we're still navigating this, we're still lining this out, but it's certainly working closely with Emporia Child Care Center, additional child care partners in the region to provide students that would have the opportunity to do their clinicals, so to provide some support in those areas, and then as well licensed or certified providers, daycare providers, to help in ensure that our families in our region trust and know that the people that are working with their children are doing it to ensure that the children are going through their cognitive aspects, that they're learning, that they are growing with their communication skills and all of these different areas as the children are in these daycare environments. And we have such great resources already in the community, but as we are well aware, we are falling woefully short in serving and providing all of the families that we need to help support.
Shifting over here to the esports, this is something that was brought up a couple of months ago here for the City Commission. You're obviously pleased that this is moving forward, but why is this such a really, I guess, maybe now a big step here for Flint Hills Technical College, and how could this wind up turning into a fairly significant recruiting tool here for the college?
Right? Great question. So a couple of things. I had reached out to other technical colleges who have esports programs, and some of the questions I asked them, their coaches of these programs, were how did you see your enrollment affected, and what has the impact been? And consistently, for those exclusively technical colleges who have esports, their feedback, actually one of them even sent me their financials, their feedback has been, we now have students who would have never looked at our college. And so we're able to provide a boost to our community, and we're able to provide some new resources that the community might not have had access to. And so this is a venture, obviously, into what I will barely dip my toe into the water of athletics, because of the rigor and the professionalism that is behind the scenes in the student athletes, if you will, preparing. So clearly we have some work to do. We've got some opportunities. But this is an opportunity for the college to enter an arena that it is not, that we hope to get some new students who would not have looked at the college or considered Emporia. And so we certainly want that to be a draw, and to, with the great technical infrastructure that we have here, we have some really powerful resources. So it's a lot of these varieties of areas that it's a new venture. It is an opportunity for us to perhaps bring in new students, perhaps even into our computer program design or our net tech, maybe students who are aligned more with technical programming and gaming along those lines. And so it's a venture that we have seen as we've done our research that other technical colleges have been successful with, and that essentially over a couple of years, 2 to 3 years, the new enrollments begin sustaining the program and the upkeep and the maintenance for the program. If not, they even grow the enrollments beyond that to allow for some additional support for the program. So we will take it slow. We'll figure it out. We've done some research, but it's an exciting opportunity for us. So we look forward to what this might look like over the next few months.
Yeah, the e-gaming industry is robust, to say the very least. There's a lot of professional e-gamers out there that are raking in the dollars.
Very true.
And there are college courses, too, on that right now in play across this land. Well, Dr. Daugherty, a lot of great things happening at FHTC. We appreciate your time this morning. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Chuck and Ron, you all have a great day. Look forward to seeing you around town.
All right, will do. That's Dr. Karen Daugherty, Flint Hills Technical College President, on Tech Talk, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, ESFCU, the educated choice with two convenient Emporia locations. It's 8:42.
Several people have been shot in separate incidents in New York City's subway system. It's been happening in Brooklyn. ABC's Aaron Katursky has the latest.
Police have